Masechet Tamid, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalid. There were three different fires burned on the Mizbeach every single day. The main fire, which we're going to talk about, is where the Korbanot were burned. The second fire, which we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, was where they would create the coals that would go with the Ketoret. And the third fire was a fire fulfilling the Torah's Chiyuv obligation that you always have a fire burning on the Mizbeach, like the Pasuk tells us. V'ha'esh al ha-mizbeach tu kadbo. The fire on the Mizbeach should always be lit. Here we'll talk about the main fire that was built. Seder ha-ma'aracha gedola mizraha. The Kohen who performed the Terumat HaDeshin with the Esh would now make a large wood pile on the which is the Mizbeach's main fire, and it would be towards the east side of the top of the Mizbeach, towards the east. V'hazita mizraha, and the face would be towards the east. What that means is the Kohen who was arranging the firewood would leave a opening on the east side of the wood pile because the wind would blow in and it would help fan the flames of the fire. And the western end of those logs would touch the mound of ashes, the tapuach that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. So one end would be on the end of the Mizbeach, and the other end would be towards the center, right near the tapuach, the mound of ashes. And there was a space left between the logs. The logs wouldn't touch each other. Shahayu masitina ta'alita misham, because they would light the kindling from there. The kindling is the small little stick that they would have that would help start out the burning of the fire.